Well, we hope we get your attention today. We surely have been missing in action with you out there, but that's not our intention whatsoever. But whatever your intentions are, we surely hope that you can grant us a few moments of time and seconds. And if you're leaving, take us mobile with you so that we can speak at you. Since I talked to you last, I have left the great state of Colorado, but I still will be giving my updates on the incredible bud and the incredible legislation that has it available to you, just like you could purchase any kind of item in a store. Weed is here forever. And for all of those that are haters, we do apologize, but weed does a lot of medicinal great things for some people who are in a lot of pain and agony. And we're grateful to also be able to enjoy the recreational amenities of smoking and smoking good. And in this day and time, we live in a world in which, you know, there's a whole lot of things that's going on abroad and domestically. And then we also have a lot of things that's going on politically. But one thing that we all have in common at the end of the day, or at the start of the day, however your day begins, is we all like the Mary Jane. That's another name that we call weed, marijuana, you know, whatever your name for it is. Some people are not comfortable discussing marijuana at their dinner tables or, you know, at any time. And some people are very comfortable because it is a part of their household. There's a part of their home. It's a part of their life. So I wanted to get back with you guys to let you know specifically that I do love you out there. I hope you guys do take time to listen. Tell friends who are out there also about the podcast, because it is a podcast where I'm reaching out to you guys, keeping you abreast of my experiences, my encounters, especially when it comes to weed. And if you live in a locale or a state where weed is not legal, like I'm currently at here in Florida, I mean, there's a lot of people that use it, from students all the way, you know, down to whoever, the most common person that you can think of. It's a common thing. No matter where you go, it's common. It's not legal every place. There's some people legislatively that are looking at it medicinally, but not recreationally, like it is in Colorado, Washington, and California. Those pioneer states that usually will do what the people want them to do. And so, anyway, it'll take a while before it actually spreads. But the major reason that I came down here is to be with my two beautiful daughters and my lovely new grandson, Wolfgang. So it's a pleasure, like I said, to leave a great state with everything that it has going on in the weed industry, like Colorado, and come to a state that doesn't. It's just the opposite. But on the other hand, I do plan on taking many trips back to Colorado. I know the land and the territory well, and celebrating with some great people that I met there, and continuing having great times in Colorado. So for those of you who listen to my podcast, just know if you're living in Colorado, you haven't lost me totally as a friend, because Colorado is my place of places. And I love Florida for living and having an address. And then, you know, I like kind of venturing out. You know, there's a lot of places in Florida that I want to see. Atlanta, Georgia. There's some places in Texas. My cousins is down in Houston. I want to get around to seeing them, you know. So being down south has some other advantages. And, you know, I got some cousins that are like my little George and, you know, stuff like that. They're people that I really, really want to see, haven't seen for multiple years. I mean, real blood cousins and stuff. So kind of like, if you will, a deliberate purpose for coming to Florida and leaving Colorado. I mean, some people will ask me, man, why would you leave a great state like Colorado and go to Florida? Well, you know what, man? Look, life is what it is. It's going to be what it is. Nothing I can do to change it totally. So what I've learned to do is flow with it, baby. Just flow with it. You know, go with it. That's just like, you know, me getting on here talking about marijuana and weed. You know what I mean? How, you know, personal that is to me and others. You know what I mean? Hey, there's some people might take that offensively. I do apologize sincerely. But this is America, and we are entitled to speak, you know, our opinions and our encounters about things, you know. And it's not something repulsive, I don't believe, marijuana legislation, people smoking weed. Some people tell you that they're smoking. Some people admit that they're smoking. Some people don't. Okay. Some people, like I said, have told me that they don't smoke it. And as soon as I get around them and we start having a party, they'll be like, man, let me try that. Next thing you know, damn, man. But then some people tell me, well, you know, it makes me paranoid. I understand that feeling. Because when I initially started, when I was 15 years old, me and Frank were sitting out in this garage with black lights on the ceiling and all the walls and everything and music sounding good. You know, war. Yeah. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again. You know, all songs like that. You know, and as I sit in my four corner room. That was by War, a group way back in the day. You really have to know the 70s to know them, but you can Google them on the days, Millennials, War. That was a hell of a group. And if you listen to some of their songs today, the things that they were saying yesterday is all true today. So I encourage you to listen to these old, we think we got, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love rap. I love rhythm and blues. I love even some country songs. To get down truthful with you, I love a lot of music. I can even listen to classical if I'm in a, you know, right mood. Seriously, and go to classical shows. I mean, you know, I love all that. You know, I love plays. I love acting. I love being a part of life. I love getting out, you know, blending in, getting in where I fit in, you know. Like right now, I'm a voiceover artist, but I'm starving, okay? And I'm reaching out to the world, and I'm trying to say, hey, you know, this is who I am, all right? This is my voice, how you like me. You know, if it's a good voice and you think it's a good voice, hey, you know, to let people know that. You know, I think the more people, I've heard a lot of people say to me that, you know, my voice is very similar to the guy who does the Allstate commercials. I've heard all different people tell me all different things about voice. You know, I got a website, www.beforrealvoiceovers.com. If you are out there and you need a person to do voicemails for you, or if you need a person to do anything to do with voice for your business, for your business cards, for any aspect of recording that where you need a voiceover, hey, you know, I think I have a likable voice and a good sociable voice. I associate with many people of many different races all across the country. Don't care what your language is, you know, if you're lost, you know, need directions. I think I communicate very well and very down to earth kind of brother. So if you're looking for a good voice to represent you, your business, or some personal advertisement or something like that, give me a shout out, JohnWayne195598@outlook.com. Or you can call me directly, 720-925-8154. Enough of that madness there. And like I said, you know, I love to reach out to people, and this is one way that I'm basically taking the world as it is, you know, being me and reaching out to the world as me and not trying to skip and go through all the little requirements that voiceover people and clicks click up and do. And I'm not trying to put nobody down for their way. but it doesn't work for me, a black man. And so me, and I don't know that it's worked for any black man, because the largest paid voiceover black man that I know, he's also a male actress, is the guy who does the Allstate commercials. I went to a lot of voiceover conferences here in the United States, and I mean several. I used to be a part of the little voiceover elite groups and try to associate and blend in, but again, I got treated like I did when I went around other white people. When I tried to join church, I remember one time when me and my brother were real little, we tried to join a white church, and we just sit on the pew. No one really communicated with us. So I remember going to voiceover, the voiceover groups or the voiceover things. And I think I went to one in California. I've been to one. I've been to several different ones, Minnesota, different places. I've been to different groups that they've had. I paid my airfare and everything and went there. Never, ever, even though I talked to a lot of people, never able to really network, never able to really get an agent or get anyone that could assist me along the voiceover avenue. So I figure Hollywood is Hollywood, and it's going to be what it is, and there's nothing that I can do to make Hollywood like me. Hollywood has to, you know, either see you as something that they can utilize for, you know, entertainment or some sort, or informing people. And, you know, that's just the way that is. So what I'm doing is simply getting out here with just who I am, noises, and not trying to play with the microphones and, you know, change the hisses and take out the, you know, maybe repeating or loss of words or whatnot. I'm just simply getting out here being me, okay? And I don't have no agenda, no speaking agenda. When I come out here, I come out here just plain old me. And like I said, right now, I'm in Florida. It's hot, feeling really good. And, you know, unlike Colorado, I'll never have to worry or sweat another winter. And that is my primary reason for leaving Colorado, because I'm not a winter guy. I'm not a snow shoveler. I'm not a, you know, type of person that likes to ski or snowboard or any of those kinds of things, you know. So Colorado is not, in that particular case, that particular season, not something that I fancy. I prefer to be in a warmer climate, you know, where snow never happens. And if I do go to Colorado, it'll definitely be when it's not snowing. So anyway, getting on down to the brass tacks of things. You know, like I said, I went last time I checked in with the medicine man. They had some things. They had got a couple new things. So I wanted to kind of share it with you guys, because there was a couple new flavors. And some people are aware, some people may not be. But I wanted to kind of bring you up to date on these things, so you can, like I said, if you're ever passing through the Denver area, I'm still going to be on top of things. Even though I'm in Florida, it is still one of my favorite places to go. So just know that. And I'm looking forward to going down there and keeping you guys abreast still of the good deals that's going on there. Like I said, I've been there. I generally go there once a month or so and get a couple ounces, and you know, usually that's usually all you need. But it's really, like I said, one of the best places in the industry that you can go to. They got the indicas, the sativas, the hybrids, the edibles, the concentrates, the drinks, the clones, the tinctures, the gears. You know, like I got medicine man hats, you know, nice suede bills on them, really nice hats. They got the glass pipes, any type of pipe that you want. They got a huge, huge, huge selections. The Denver location is open from 8 a.m. in the morning to 10 p.m. in the evening. The Aurora location is open from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. The Thornton location, which is his newest location, awesome store. In fact, I was living in Greeley for a while before I left Colorado, and Thornton was pretty local and closer to Greeley. And so I went there a couple of times, and it is really a nice store. And they're open from 8 a.m. to midnight. So get that. Dispensary is open all the way up to midnight. You can go there if you're working a schedule late. You still got a chance to hit the dispensary on your way home. So the Medicine Man, like I said, is the kind of place that people dream of. When I tell people about the Medicine Man, they'd be sitting up looking at me like, man, please. I'm in Florida now. And I share with people the quality that I experienced with the Medicine Man staff. But at the Medicine Man, you have a huge selection of cannabis, including indicas, sativas, hybrid, edibles, I mean, gear, pipes, anything. And I'm telling you, they even have happy hour, daily specials. And so I'm talking this up to people because I feel that this is something that a lot of people out there like. This is something that a lot of people do. Some people keep it private. Some people, you know, don't care one way or the other. But this is the real deal. And this is something that you will love. And I encourage you to just Google Medicine Man Denver and check out the different flavors. Check out the two different types I was telling you about, sativa and indica. So this is about time where I'm going to check out with you guys. I hadn't spoke to you out there for a while. But I will make sure that I keep in touch. I'm living in the Florida weather right now. It's nice and smooth, and it's nice and always hot, you know. But after a while, you get acclimated to the heat. And heat is something that it just is. And when it's nice, I'd rather have the heat than the cold weather and wind and all that different kinds of things. So I just want to, again, reach out to you. Let you know that John Wayne is still live and doing the thing, and we're in Florida with Wolfgang in the background, and he's with his papa, and we got little Princey, got little Princey and big Princey with us, huh?
Papa, you think it's papa?
And we're living in Florida here. And here, Wolfgang, that's one of the reasons why you go to Florida or you go to where you need to go to be around the babies. Family. There's nothing better than family. So we're here, like I said, in Florida, living and really having a great time. Still looking, you know, there's a lot of changes in Florida. Just like, no, don't step on his toe. No. Here, we'll step on your toe. No. Here, you want to pop step on your toe? Here. Here. Like that. Here. Step on like that. Yeah. Yeah, not nice. To do to doggies. You want doggy? You want pop step on your toe, do you? No. See?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, so this is John Boy signing off and giving my grandson a deliberate example of how to treat dogs. Gave him my two dogs, Little Princey and Big Princey. And he's had to learn how to treat him slowly but surely. He's a good boy. Good baby boy.
Yeah. Boy.
He's a good boy. He's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
So anyway, I love you guys out there. Life is good here in Florida. It's good to be with my daughters and my grandson and my two dogs. Living life well, swell. And you know, got my girl, Allie, with me. You know, a girl that believed in me for a long time and stuck with a brother. So, you know, life is good. You know what I mean? And we're doing this here. And so, though, here, put that on yourself. How you going to do that? Huh? See? Now go show your mom. You got all that dirt on you. Here, go take that to your mommy. Okay, so anyway, I'm going to sign off. This is number two interruption by my grandson. He's playing in the dirt like most little kids do. So He's about got his pamper full of dirt and everything. And his grandpa just sitting out here letting him play in the dirt because I ain't going to stop my grandbaby from doing what he want to do. You know, see, he calls me Papa. So, anyway, I love it. I love you guys. I really appreciate anyone who takes the time to listen to me, give me an opportunity. Someday I hope that if I could get a good broadcast where I could play some slow David Sanborn, Bob James, Earl Klugh, just so many people I could think of, you know, just some slow jazz, you know, whether it be day or night, you know, just, you know, giving you that energy, that vibrant, you know, feeling that you need, you know, whether you going to work in the morning, you know what I mean, or whether you're going home in the evening, or whether you're zipping through the afternoon, just fulfilling the appointments, you know what I mean, just to be there giving you that inspirational vibe, you know, where you can feel it, you know what I mean, and just turn it on, and it'll just be boom, right there, you know, yeah. So anyway, y'all take it easy out there. And hopefully things will get better. We'll just keep on dreaming. And hopefully with our dreams and with your listening, and hopefully everything will come together. And like I said, we'll start putting some music with this. We'll start adding some cuts, having you call in, telling us things that you like about us, things that you don't. All these things are important to us because we're actually reaching out there not to just talk to ourselves. We're reaching out there to talk to you, let you know what's going on in the world on a real tip. Those that don't smoke, I do apologize if it's offensive to you anyway. But I'm just trying to get a little nick in the world, and marijuana is one of those nicks that I'm choosing to let people know is available in Colorado. It's available on a regular basis. No, and it's real. You can buy it just like you can shop at the grocery store. The only thing is you can't do, you can purchase while you're in the state of Colorado online for pickup when you get there, but you can't do that in any other state. I mean, you could if you were going actually to pick up something, but I think pickup is actually restricted to people who are medical. And then you can also call, you can also call and do an online order, and it will be there waiting for you. So there is a way, but you got to go and set up a credit card and do it. But you can also order like that also. And that's one of the new innovative ways that Medicine Man offers to customers, no matter what situation you're in. So anyway, enjoy your life. Life is good, and it's been a pleasure to sit here and share with you some of my most intimate things that I do in life. And I hope that you get something out of that. I'll see you the next time.